Actor and singer Bibi Ferreira is 91 years old. She's still performing to packed houses in her native Brazil and beyond. Her outspoken fans include superstar soccer player Pelé and Liza Minnelli. In fact, many consider her the single most important theater actor in Brazil. Beto Arcos caught up with her in Rio de Janeiro on the eve of Ferreira's trip to New York for a performance at Town Hall.
At the Casa Grande Theater in Rio, a few blocks from the famous Ipanema Beach, Bibi Ferreira belts out a classic song by Edith Piaf to an adoring audience. Bibi, as Brazilians fondly call her, has been performing on stage and television for most of her life. Her father, Procopio Ferreira, was Brazil's most respected stage actor, and he invited his daughter to join his company when she was a teenager.
When I was still 17, I opened with my father at the Teatro Serrador here in Rio de Janeiro on February the 28th of 1941. And I opened with a classical play by Carlo Goldoni, Italian. La Locandiera. It was a great success because it was interesting to see the great Procopio presenting his daughter.
3 years later, she started her own theater company in Rio. She performed and directed all over Brazil, and before long, her career had eclipsed that of her father. In 1962, she was contacted by the American producers of My Fair Lady. They wanted to stage the musical in Brazil, and they needed someone who could act and sing.
I made a test. Funny. Making a test after years and years of working as a professional. But I made a test for the Americans.
She got the part, and My Fair Lady broke records in Brazil, playing in theaters for 2.5 years. After this success, she took the lead in Hello, Dolly! And a few years later, Man of La Mancha. These musicals ushered in the era of large theater productions in Brazil, with Bibi at the forefront. In 1970, she directed a musical about beloved composers Dolores Duran and Antonio Maria. One of the leads was superstar singer Maria Bethânia. She says Ferreira cast a huge shadow on the Brazilian stage.
Bibi é importante para o Brasil.
Bibi has been very important for Brazil. Everything that she does has helped Brazil with its identity. She is a master of theater, of the stage, of the arena, as she likes to call it.
Bethânia says working under Ferreira's direction had a major impact on her career.
Bibi me ensinou o palco.
Bibi taught me about the stage and about respect, dedication, and how risk teaches you about life.
In the mid-1970s, Bibi Ferreira performed the lead in the musical Gota d'Agua. It was written by her husband, Paulo Pontes, with songs by the renowned singer and songwriter Chico Buarque. It was inspired by the classic Greek tragedy of Medea.
Pai e a filha vão colher a tempestade.
Gota d'Agua is set in a favela, a slum in Rio. It's a tragic portrait of people living in poverty, and Ferreira says she took a risk bringing it to the stage.
They said this is going to be a terrible flop. Imagine this tragedy, killing the kids.
But once again, it was a success, and Ferreira followed it with another challenge. Her agent had gone to New York and brought back a play about Edith Piaf. But Ferreira felt most of Piaf's songs were too tragic, and she didn't think Brazilians would come out to see the show. One day, a friend of hers, a Piaf fan, sat her down to listen to the French singer.
He said, come down here. I want to show you something. And he said, well, Piaf is not only a singer of drama, my dear. You are wrong. And what she put first? Mi Lord. Very happy.
In May of 1983, Bibi premiered the play Piaf, Uma Estrela da Canção, Piaf, a Star of Song in Rio. She toured Brazil and took it to Europe. 2 years later, the French government awarded her the Commendation of Arts and Letters.
La fille de Joie est belle, au coin de la rue là-bas. Elle a une clientèle qui lui remplit son pain. Quand son boulot s'achève, elle s'en va à son tour chercher un peu de rêve dans un bal de faubourg. Son homme est un artiste, c'est un drôle de petit gars, un accordéoniste qui sait jouer la java.
This year, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Edith Piaf's death and the 30 years she's been performing the show, Ferreira started a new tour. Singer Maria Bethânia says she's not surprised that Brazilians have enjoyed this show for so long.
Bibi cantando Piaf.
Bibi singing Piaf is spectacular, and we understand it and applaud it. What Bibi does is great.
After Ferreira's performance at the Casa Grande Theater in Rio, Carlos Carneiro, a fan who'd taken a four-hour flight from Fortaleza in northern Brazil just to see Bibi, couldn't contain himself.
Eu tive a oportunidade de assisti-la em Fortaleza 15 anos atrás.
I had the opportunity to see her in Fortaleza 15 years ago. She was already singing Edith Piaf, and today she was spectacular, marvelous, really great, incomparable.
Bibi Ferreira is returning to New York to perform Piaf at Town Hall. But even at the age of 91, she's ready for a new challenge.
I'm playing Sinatra. At the end of this show, I say, now I'm going to give you a trailer of next year's show. So I sing two songs of Sinatra. They adore it. They sing it with me. It's beautiful. So I believe Sinatra is going to be even a greater success than Piaf has been in my career.
At the rate she's going, she's got plenty of time to develop her next act. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
Je revois la ville en fête et en délire, suffocant sur le soleil et sur la joie. Et j'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires qui éclatent et bondissent autour de moi. Et au réveil, je vois une fête et une délire, suffocant.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne.